Our story begins at the rec center, where Chuck is talking with Connie at the front desk.
Connie, don't take this the wrong way, but you look exhausted.
Well, I haven't been sleeping well lately with all this with Clint. Thank God we got the news about Matt being alive. Everything's been so negative for months now.
I talked to Hannah earlier. She told me the whole family is so excited to have Matt home.
It's a real miracle.
And how are things with Clint? Are there any new developments?
You mean other than the fact that he proposed to Heidi?
Clint proposed to Heidi.
Daryl, hi.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I didn't realize you were standing there.
You're going to let Clint marry her?
No, absolutely not. He's very confused right now. He's looking for answers.
Mary, why don't you go see if you can help Janet in the back?
Fine.
Dara, I don't want to try and influence you in any way, but Clint could really use a friend like you right now.
Like me? Clint and I aren't friends anymore, Miss Richards.
I know a lot has happened, but I know he still cares for you. He'll listen to you.
I just don't have anything to say to him right now. I'm sorry.
What was I thinking?
Every time Dara tells me that she's over Clint, I believe it less each time.
You think she'd take him back?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think there's still a lot of unfinished business between the two of them. And sooner or later, they're going to have to work it out.
At Wilson's Diner, Zoe is sitting at a corner table talking to Andrew when Kyle walks up.
Well, looky here, if it isn't my favorite psych ward nurse.
Could this day get any worse?
Oh, forget about him. What's this about you being Adriana's daughter?
Obviously, you haven't talked to your sisters lately.
Well, Alex has cut ties with me, and as for Adriana, well, we barely even know each other.
Seems like we have a little family drama here. Very Jerry Springer sounding, so I think I'll just sit over here.
Hey, aren't you that Kyle Carpenter guy from Channel 6?
Why, yes, I am. Are you a fan?
Well, actually, I'm a huge fan of Gretchen Stiles. She's a good friend of mine.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Hey, she's the classiest lady I know, so give her a break, will ya?
You don't get breaks in the news business. You earn them. Gretchen will have to earn them like everyone else.
Well, you better watch your back, buddy, because she's a very talented lady. And I wouldn't be surprised to see her move up quickly at that station.
I won't hold my breath.
Don't forget, you heard it here first on the QT and Barry. Hush, hush.
Thanks for the scoop. Nurse Zoe, I'll be at the bar if you decide you want an autograph or anything.
I hope your ego will fit over there.
How nice of you to be concerned. Have a nice day.
Can you believe the size of that man's head?
Wow, he even has me beat.
I guess he's good for a laugh. I should probably thank him for that at least.
So, tell me more about this Adriana business. I remember hearing of her having had a child, or a dead child, or something.
Well, she's not dead. She's sitting right here.
In that case, I'd better join you. You might be the only Jones that's still talking to me.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex is working at his desk when the phone rings.
Rex Walker.
Rex, hi, it's Lynette Huffman. I saw the draft of your story, and I wanted to call and tell you that it's just perfect.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear you thought I captured Gregory's story well.
You did, and I think it's going to touch a lot of lives when people read this.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I have to tell you that I was talking to Gregory earlier, and he asked me if you would be coming back to visit. I think you made a big impression on him.
Oh, yeah? Thanks for telling me that. He made a huge impression on me as well. He is such a good kid. I have a hard time believing that another foster family won't try and take him in soon.
I hope you're right, but a lot of couples feel like since he's a bit older that he comes with a lot of baggage, and they're not willing to take that chance.
But he's the sweetest little boy in the world. How can they not see that?
Unfortunately, not everybody takes the time to get to know him before making their decision. They picture a baby in their minds, and anything less is a disappointment.
I hate hearing that. Gregory has really been on my mind since I saw him. I'd love to take him to the park or the movies sometime. I don't know if something like that can be arranged.
Well, if you're serious, stop by my office and let's discuss it more. I think that would do him a world of good right now.
I've been through a lot of personal trauma over the past year, and every day I'm realizing how important it is to live your life and enjoy it to the fullest. I feel bad that Gregory isn't able to do that. Kids should be out having fun, not worrying about whether they'll have parents.
It's a heartbreaking thing. Some days it's hard for me to come to work.
Look, I was serious about what I said. I'm going to stop by your office tomorrow and talk to you more about this.
At Dean Industries, Serena is reviewing a report when a happy Todd walks into her office.
Hey, Serena.
Hey there. I haven't seen such a big smile on your face since I don't even know when.
Oh, it's been great. My brother Mac's alive.
I couldn't believe it when I got your call. What amazing news.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, people don't just come back from the dead like this. I mean, the police have misidentified his body the entire time.
I told you not to stop by today.
Oh, look. We have a whole string of family in and out of the apartment. They won't miss me a bit. And plus, you know, I didn't want to leave you empty-handed. All this working on the June numbers and everything.
There's really nothing more important.
You know, I really like having a boss like you, that kind of attitude. It makes me feel really good about working here.
Well, I hope you think of me as more than just a boss. I mean, we're friends, right?
Yes. Of course. Look, I'm going to go to the reporter check-ins desk. I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks. Serena, why does your mind wander every time you talk to this guy?
Here's the report you wanted, Serena.
Oh, Todd. You know that this report isn't the only thing I want.
Whoa. What are you saying?
How much more obvious do you want me to make it for you? I want you, Todd. And I know you want me, too. What man could possibly resist me?
You're right, Serena. I didn't want to admit I have my loyalty to Hannah, but honestly, she can't hold a candle to you. No one can.
Then let's stop talking and start doing something about it.
I thought you'd never ask. Nothing's wrong, you string along, boy. Serena, hello? Earth to Serena.
Oh, hi.
You ready to get to work on this monthly report?
Yeah, sure.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.